Perfect. That'll be $50.
$50? For what?
A beautiful picture of your first moment in Robot City.
There.
I've captured your second moment. That's another $50. Are you keeping track?
Wide-eyed young inventor Rodney Copperbottom arrives in the big city with dreams of making the world better for his fellow robots, or bots as they call themselves. But what he finds there puts his idealism to the test in a struggle to stop a greedy corporation from eliminating older bots in favor of shiny and expensive new upgrades.
If we don't do something about Ratchet, no one will. Come on, let's fight back.
I never solved anything.
Quitting isn't so productive either. I gotta tell you, kid, if you're gonna fight, I'm going in with you.
The entirely computer-generated characters and their environment in Robots are made from familiar used items. Okay, junk. Director Chris Wedge says the hero's Art Deco style comes from a family memory.
Rodney's inspired by an Evinrude outboard motor that my grandfather had on the back of a boat we used all summer when I was a kid, and I have that in my office now, and I showed it to the modelers and just said, this is Rodney, guys. You know, let's make him out of this. He's just kind of a sturdy, good-looking outboard motor, never complained, always started. That's what I thought he would be.
In the English-language version of Robots, Ewan McGregor is the voice of Rodney. His fast-talking, streetwise buddy is Fender, voiced by Robin Williams, and shaped like the old-fashioned hand-cranked oil pump found in service stations 50 years ago.
It's like a hand-cranked oil pump, and also the hand-cranked, hand-ground Melita coffee, you know, I tried even the first time I went around. Do you want me to do it like an espresso machine? Hey, and then it becomes like Chico Mahak. Hey, that's no good. What are you going to do, boss? Hey, you want to come out of here? Hey, Rusty, come on, we got to go. And then I tried a Bowery bot, kind of like a, you know, hey, come on, it's crazy here. What are you doing here? And then a little home bot, and then we kind of adjusted fire for about, you know, kind of in between all of that and came up with Fender.
Come on, work with me, work with me. More pout.
Less pose.
That's the great inside of you is a fashion model just waiting to throw up. Give me those eyes, big eyes, big eyes.
Give me big anime eyes. The great thing for me is you give them something and they go beyond it. Like, the, you know, when he starts falling apart and then they say you start making the hands have their own life.
Oh, dear.
They're wrestling on the ground. And it becomes a Mexican wrestling match.
Yes, Papa!
Could you separate them?
Hurry!
Comedian Drew Carey creates another of the well-worn bots.
Rodney's right. I am tired of just complaining and never doing anything. I want to try. Don't forget it. I'm sorry. I want to try.
I don't really do a voice in the movie. I just talk like me. I kind of tried to, but then I think the first recording session, I thought I was doing some kind of character-y voice, and then it was like 2 months later I did the second session, and I was like, do you remember what I talked like the last time I was here? I couldn't even remember, so I just kind of did my own voice.
Also sounding very much like yourself is Amanda Bynes as Piper, a rough-and-tumbled teenage bot, Fender's younger sister.
I think the more I did it, the more she sort of grew into this tough chick or robot. She was definitely a fun character to play, and they really wanted her to just be a strong character, not only a girl, but just to be a strong person for, I think, kids to look up to.
All right, Buster, if you think you can mess with my big brother, you're kind of cute.
Piper, would you behave yourself?
Now, come on, let's get Fender fixed again.
There are positive messages in Robots, especially the motto of the benevolent founder of Big Weld Industries and Rodney's inspiration, you can shine no matter what you're made of. But filmmaker Chris Wedge says his main goal was not to teach any lessons, it was to create an entertaining, visually exciting movie.
We really made the movie because we wanted to see it, and it was all about making this place and going there. The things that got in the way were, oh, yeah, it's a movie, it has to have a story. Oh, yeah, the characters have to open their mouths and talk, they have to say things. That was all much more difficult for us than coming up with the way that it looked, because that's just kind of, that's what we do. So there were many, many challenges along the way, but as time passed, we were adding, we had been creating little objects and little details for so long that ultimately we could do, you know, the gigantic chase scenes and the big fun Robin Hoodie kind of fight sequence at the end and fill it with detail.
This is our moment to shine. This is where you show what you're really made of.
Huh? In my case, it's a rare metal called a palladium. It's yellow, tastes like chicken. I didn't know I could do that.
Robots also features the voice talents of Jennifer Coolidge, Greg Kinnear, Jim Broadbent, Halle Berry, and Mel Brooks. This is Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.